But can I just pause for?
So we do a motion then, and then all like I think that's how we do it.
Can I just interrupt quickly, Mary? Is that okay?
Sure.
So I actually just took a look at the minutes that we had posted last year from Brian. As we went through this, first he announced the slate of officers for the federal fiscal year of 2022, so we would do that for 2023. So he had the nominations presented, and then the elections were for secretary. In this case, it'll be for a chairperson and a vice chairperson, and then also a treasurer. So we're looking to fill 1, 2, 3, 4 different positions for nominations.
Okay, great. So then we'll go ahead and maybe do all 4 positions and then do the vote. Is that sounds yep. like that's how we did it?
Yep.
That's you and Cheryl chime in and Andrew because we're all kind of just.
Am I audible?
Yes.
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 This is Andrew. You can do it either way. You can do it one by one by one by one, or you could do it as a slate. Either way. I think it might make sense before you vote on a slate to ascertain that there is no more than one person interested in the position, because if you had 2 people wanting to be secretary and you had a slate, then that person would have to try to defeat the whole slate instead of just win a secretary. So I mean, I don't know, that's what I would say. But you can do it.
Andrew,
one by one is a bit cleaner.
Yeah. Were the bylaws amended to include the position of vice chair, which had not been until 6 months ago?
Ironically, it was already in there. You know?
Wow.
It actually is, the bylaws that come out of the State Rehab Council are out of WIOA, so that WIOA is all the regulations and everything, so it's allowable. I can't answer why we've never done them in the past. We've never had that position in the past. I have no idea why, but it is allowable. And it does have a description. I'll read that when we get to that point. So whatever you guys want to do, just let me know if you want to vote on this, and then we'll go on, or if you want me to keep going.
I think we should vote on it. Vote on the chair. Anybody else?
Don't you have to make a? So I think we have to make a motion, right, Andrew? Like, isn't it like a?
There was a motion made. I'm afraid. Who made the motion for Mr. McGowlick? There wasn't yet a
and
second.
I seconded Bill DeMeo.
Okay, then you can simply ask: are there any other names being put forward? I would invite any other names for that position. I'm not sure I should do it. I'm advising you. I don't want to be bossy, though.
No, please do, Andrew. We're all just kind of.
Is there anyone else who wants to make a nomination for the position of chair?
No.
Then, if the chairman asks for all those in favor of Mr. McGowlick, say aye.
Aye.
I don't think I should.
Aye.
I think Gary needs to ask.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for the?
No.
No. So he would be voted in by acclamation, wouldn't he?
No. You ask if there's if all in favor say aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. And just to clarify for the minutes.
Now we have a big party for Phil.
So just to clarify for the minutes, the purposes of the minutes, so that this is clear, because there was some confusion, I just want to note that Chairman Allen nominated Mr. McGowlick for the chair of the council. A motion was made by Mr. Allen and seconded by Mr. DeMeo to elect Mr. McGowlick as chair, and the motion carried unanimously. Thank you for allowing me to put that on record.
Thank you, everyone. And Bill, will you be my parliamentarian?
I'll be here for you.
Thank
in
you
the sidelines.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
If you want, I can read now then for the vice chair. Congratulations, Phil, by the way. I can read the vice chair and then just what the... It's that they're very quick. you know, how they outline the duties. So just to give you an overview, the vice chair shall, in the event of the chairperson is unable to perform his or her duties, perform those duties and exercise the powers of the chairperson.
Gary, do you want to be the vice chair?
Yeah.
Who's making the nomination?
So I nominate Gary to be the vice chair.
Who's making the nomination?
So seconds.
Okay. No, guys, I'm sorry. I need you to identify yourselves for the meeting's minutes.
Well, Bill DeMeo made the motion to nominate Gary as chairman, vice chair.
And Phil McGowan, second.
And I just think we take a vote. If you
So Phil, you can. I think Phil, now you can take over and say.
October 1st.
All in favor.
October 1st. As vice chair, I can do right now. Yeah.
Sorry. All in favor of Gary Allen being. I wasn't sure I could do it for myself. All in favor of. Me being vice chair, say aye or
aye.
Okay. Motion carried.
You should probably ask for any no's and or abstentions.
Or other nominations.
When you call the vote, you ask for the ayes, but then you proceed to ask for the nays and/or the abstentions.
I didn't ask if there were anybody else that wanted to be chair, vice chair.
No, that's true too. You should ask that too.
Let's do it over. Sorry.
No worries.
So, is there anybody that would like to be? Is there anybody else that would like to be considered for vice chair?
No.
All in favor of Gary Allen as vice chair. Say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'm just going to clarify.
Any opposed?
You really hear it?
Okay. Is there anybody opposed? Any abstentions?
Any abstentions?
Nope. Passes unanimously.
All right, question, Deb. The new positions that are being elected will begin serving on this October 1st. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they expire. The current positions expire September 30th, and the new positions take over October 1st.
Very good. Thank you.
Great. So the next one is the
secretary, who is currently Lucretia Jones. The secretary shall assist in the chairperson in distributing information on behalf of the council to the membership and the public.
So, is there anybody that would like to be secretary? Lucretia, would you like to be secretary? Yeah. I heard it before. So, is there anybody else that would like to be secretary? Come on, Jennifer.
No way, Gary. I already volunteered for one thing today.
So, is there anybody that would like to be secretary? Come on.
Did Lucretia say yes?
No.
I just texted her. I think she got off the phone. She's coming back on.
I just admitted somebody else, so it might be her.
Yeah, I think it is. Lucretia?
everyone. Sorry about that. That was Lucretia. This is Lucretia Jones. I was the former secretary, and I would like to nominate myself again for that position if possible.
And I second that nomination. Bill DeMayo.
For secretary. Are there any other nominations for secretary? So, all in favor of having Lucretia Jones as secretary, say aye.
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 Are there any nays? Or are there any abstentions? Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations.
Can we just clarify who made the motion and who seconded, please?
Seconded by Bill DeMayo.
And who made the initial motion?
She made it herself.
Is that permissible? To elect? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, the next one is finance?
Yep, the treasurer, who is currently Scott Becker. And I will read what that position does. The treasurer shall report on the funding utilized for council activities on a quarterly basis, including those activities related to the state plan goals and priorities identified by the council.
Scott Becker, would you like to do this again? I think you've been exceptional at your job, and I think it would be great if you would do it again.
Well, thank you for that, and I'm happy to serve in that role to continue. So, sure, I'll nominate myself.
Well, I can nominate you. I nominate Scott Becker as treasurer.
I second the motion. Nomination.
Who's Bill DeMayo?
Bill DeMayo, yes.
Yeah, Bill DeMayo. Sorry. So, are there any other nominations for treasurer? Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Okay, all in favor of having Scott Becker be secretary, say aye.
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 Treasurer.
Treasurer. Aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? And are there any abstentions? Okay. All in favor? Yeah.
Aye. Motion is carried.
All right. Motion is carried. Are there any other?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. And I think you've done an exceptional job.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Congratulations, everybody. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Phil, if you could prepare a 1 hour, 2 hour acceptance speech for next month, that'd be great.
You know, I could do that.
No.
Okay, so the elections are over. SRC annual report.
Okay, this actually, you are the lucky one, Phil. This is going to be your first task. There's this SRC annual report that is due to RSA and the council by the end of December. So in the past, we've done it a few different ways. Brian was here last year, so Brian did it primarily before he left. So I know I've spoken to Cheryl as well. We can either change it, keep it the way he did it, or whatever. But and I think for this purpose of this meeting, just to let you know that it's coming up.
Sure.
I don't think we need to do anything about it now. If you guys have any questions, or Cheryl, if you wanted to add anything, it's a pretty long report. I did carry over collecting the data the way that Brian did. So that's the good news. We have everything we need. So it's just a matter of putting it all on paper. We actually already have a success story. It's not going to be too much work, actually. We can try to be a little fancier, or we can keep it the way it is. It's pretty cut and dry, simple the way it is now. So it might be a good opportunity to change it or keep it. I don't think there's a requirement as far as the way it's created. So.
No, great. We can discuss that. And typically, is it essentially the agency writing the report and the chair essentially just signing it, or does the chair have any input into what is in the report?
I think it's both. We've done it. It's pretty much, I think, just to say, and again, this doesn't mean this is the way we need to do it, but the way we've done it in the past is that Brian would create kind of his section, like his data, his part, bring it to the SRC chair, and then the SRC chair would help add to it or create it, and then we go forward. My part in the past has always been to get the success story, and sometimes he'll ask me some questions, but for the most part, he collects data and adds it into our report to report on. And I do have that data, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. We can work on that then. Okay, well, we can talk offline.
Mary, Cheryl, and Phil, congratulations. Mary, why don't you send Phil last year's, like the one you sent me? That way he's got a sense of what it looks like, and then we can certainly connect probably early November to really start to put the pieces together so it's ready by the and I would say let's shoot for the second or third week of December so that we can get it, even though it's due at the end of the year, let's get it in before the holidays.
Absolutely. My first granddaughter is due at the end of December, so
there you go. All right. And I can't believe I just said holidays out loud. It just makes me crazy. Thank you.
Okay. The meeting dates for the... I don't think we know what we need to talk about that. Okay, so the report from the... report from the representative.
We do have the meeting. I don't want to skip over the meeting date, so.
Okay. So the next meeting date will be, 23. Okay.
They're for next year. We have to establish them in the past, in advance.
Well, the meeting that says 3/20. Okay. The meeting dates for next year will be, March 22nd. June 21st and September 20th, and then again on December
20th. Zach, this is Andrew Norton. Zach, do you have in front of you the BESB board meetings for next year?
I can pull that up. Hold on here. You're talking about the new ones for next year?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that none of those dates were the same day, and they sort of are near each other in time.
They're
typically a week apart from each other, and ours is normally on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and the board is on Thursday. So in the past, we separated them by a week, so I just kind of kept the system going, but it doesn't mean that's what we have to do.
All right. Just some of those dates sounded close to the one. I don't even have that great of a memory, but I just...
They always are. I've got
it. Yeah, they're always a week apart.
So
okay, they still are in this version.
We've got the. Sorry, bear with me. I wasn't ready for that.
No, and I'm looking too, and I can't find it quick enough.
Zach, I have them. It's Cheryl. I have them if you need them.
Oh, thank you. Please.
Sure. So the advisory board meetings for 2023 are March 16, June 15, September 21, and December 14.
So the only one that's going to be closed is the September 20th and the September 21st. But hopefully at that point we'll have different clerical staff doing those both meetings, so that shouldn't be too big of a problem.
I, I,
if it's possible, I would still say to keep them a week apart as you have in the past.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to say that SRC is subordinate to BSBE or the other way around. BSBE just went first and made those dates. Would it be possible to have that September meeting, not whatever, what was the date, Wednesday the what? 20th? Could it be the 13th? And I'm on board.
Or the 27th.
Or that. And just from our point of view, man, it's just a little bit nicer. Zach is right. The problem may be solved by then, but it's still for agency leadership to not have those meetings one day after the other. Just a little bit nicer.
I agree.
I can't make the fourth Wednesdays normally. Those are meetings I have to go to.
Well, what about the second Wednesday?
Yep,
14th or 13th.
Yep.
I know I'm being pushy, but I'm not doing it for no reason.
No,
you're walking in the shoes.
Yeah, the advisory board kind of infringed on our third week, but it's okay. Yeah, they're normally the second week. But it's okay, we'll flip this for September.
To what?
To the 13th of September?
13th?
Right. So is it appropriate to make a motion that we adopt the dates as indicated, except changing the September to the 14th?
13th, yes.
13th.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing correctly.
Yes.
We're saying 1-3, correct? September.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you.
Bill DeMeo amendment.
And just to add, that if you want to keep it at 10 o'clock, you know, again, like this is going to all be changed. It's not just what we've done.
So there's a motion to who made the motion to
John.
Accept the minutes?
John McNichol.
And okay.
This is so, Jennifer Jenkins. I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Oh, are there any nays? No. Any abstentions? Motion carries. Unanimous. Okay, so the program report?
Do you want to go first, Cheryl, or do you want me to do my part? I don't know if Cheryl has anything, or if you want to just do an overall update, and then I'll just do a little bit, quick program stuff.
Yeah, I can be very brief. We've already hit on a few of the things on my list. Scott's got the financial report. We're going to get a little work group together. And then the report, our annual report. So we've hit on those three things. I think we've got plans going forward. And I'm sure the other big question for everybody is what the status is of a new BSBE director. We are in the process of a recruitment process, and as soon as I have any definite information, I will let Gary, I can let you know, and you can advise the whole group. But nothing, all I can report right now is that we were in a recruitment process. We do have a new administrative assistant starting Friday. So to Zach alluding to needing some help with all of these meetings and minutes, we do have a new administrative assistant starting this week. So I think everyone at BSBE is excited about having that position filled. That'll certainly be a big help for everyone. And other than that, the program areas are respectively doing their recruitments and hiring, and our HR unit has been really great. Things are moving along. So, pending any questions, that's kind of my overall report. Mary, if you want to fill in from a programmatic perspective.
Cheryl,
excuse me.
Yeah, Cheryl, so you have a new administrative assistant.
Uh-huh. Who's speaking?
Deb. Deb.
Hi, Deb.
And the position that you are still recruiting for, is that titled BSB manager?
Yep, so just to clarify, the state classification, which I can do nothing about, is, and it's really long, so I'm not going to get, it's like education program manager. There's other words in there, but it is a program manager. That is what we refer to from a functional title perspective as the BSB director.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Do you have anything, Mary?
Sure. I got a couple things. I'll just quickly do just an update on staffing for Voc Rehab, and then I'll share some events we have coming up. For Voc Rehab, we're also looking to refill some positions. We're down a rehab technologist for the Hartford region. We're also down a transition counselor for the Southern region and a statewide bilingual counselor. So we've all just kind of been covering and making it work, but hopefully we'll be getting those positions through. You know, as you know, we're, as Cheryl said, we're you know, the state just in general has just had very, you know, a lot of retirements and different things happening. So we're moving things as quickly as we can. Hopefully we'll be able to get those positions through shortly. The other thing that's going on is October is National Employment with Disability Month, as many of you probably already know. And we do have a few events that we're planning in Voc Rehab. I'm down, so don't forget. The first one that's coming up is on October 4th. There's a breakfast in New Britain that will be honoring employers in the city of New Britain. And one of our consumers is actually getting an award on that day. It's kind of a surprise, so I can't announce it yet. But from what I understand, he's getting the award. So we have a few representatives coming to that event. And helping kind of organize that. We have on October 14th a disability resource fair that's being held also in New Britain, and that is in collaboration with the Department of Labor, the American Job Center, Aging and Disability, BRS, and us, BSB, are planning this event. So we have been sending out flyers. So if you know anybody that is interested in attending that event, just ask me and I can send you the flyer and you can distribute it. That's open to the public.
Question, Mary.
Sorry, sure.
Is the flyer on the BSB website?
I know that there is a website. It's not BSB's website. That's a good suggestion. I'll see if I can get it on. Our liaison is working on a marketing campaign through the Department of Labor, so that it is being distributed widely. It most likely is probably on our agency website, but that's a good suggestion. I'll see if I can get it onto the website. But
that
we have been sending it along. Because again, it is an agency also event, so it's not just a BSB event. So BRS is also involved in it. So I'm sure it's on our website.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where because I haven't looked. But
and who just spoke? Was that Debbie?
Yes, Gary, it was. Sorry.
Okay. You have to do that. You have to make sure you know you have to make sure you identify yourself for the minute and for everybody else.
Okay, and then the other event, there's a couple more. There's one event that October 15th, which is kind of formally known as White Cane Safety Day. Connecticut has now is now calling it Blind American Equality Day. Is being held on it's actually a Saturday this year, so it's October 15th. The Voc Rehab program is organizing an event in honor of that day. Just because of it being on a Saturday and kind of last minute planning, we are going to be doing that event virtual.